This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Every little bit helps. Charity is a funny thing. Not funny, ha-ha, but funny in a sense that it has a million faces, or at least, as we've often discussed about tax-exempt nonprofit hospitals, it should have. As organizers, we often scoff at charity as band-aid fixes that might ameliorate for the moment, but leave the wounds underneath untouched. At the same time, we're realists and know that when someone is at the office door desperate for help, calling for an action isn't a solution. We know it takes a village. We either pick up the phone or refer people to a charity. It's not what we do, but that doesn't mean that we don't understand that even as we hope to change the world, we also realize that many times people are desperate and can't wait. When too often there's more month than money, no heat in the cold, no food for the babies, we all play our part in our own separate ways. I thought about this when Ed Loop, known as Dr. Ed, one of the hosts on Little Rock's KBF, came to me with a request. His daughter was visiting the USA, and he thought I might be interested in talking to her. She was an expat who'd lived in Kuwait with her family for many years, which was interesting in itself, but she'd also founded a small charity there, and he wondered if I'd be willing to interview her. Of course I would. And Cheryl Mirza was a delightful and good-natured guest when I spoke to her recently on Wade's World about her work with Operation Hope, Mission of Mercy Kuwait. Mirza and her family were solid members of the upper-middle-class expat community in Kuwait, but, as she explained to me, that didn't mean that she was blind to the divisions between rich and poor. We've all been reminded of how much the oil-rich countries of the Middle East depend on migrant labor and the terrible stories that occupy the World Cup in Qatar about their working and living conditions. Mirza would see migrants on the street in spells of colder weather or caught between jobs on working disputes, and her faith and personality wouldn't let her not respond. As she described her epiphany in a local publication, I was out shopping one day, irritated at not being able to find what I was looking for and was well aware of my ugly attitude when my eyes fell upon a pair of sockless feet and a pair of much-worn shoes, which were clearly two sizes too large for their owner. I looked up, and what I saw broke my heart. The janitor wore a short-sleeved cotton work jumper, as strikingly threadbare as he was thin. His gauntness left no doubt that he was malnourished, but more startling than this, his eyes. They were devoid of any feeling, windows to his internal brokenness. I'd never seen such brokenness in all my life and was immediately overcome by grief. Now, ashamed of my ugly determination, rude glares, and sense of entitlement, I fled in tears. Later, she and her husband found the man the next day and met the need. The next year, she reached out to, among her friends and associates, for donations of everything from money to old clothes to whatever, beginning in 2005. It wasn't long before the response was filling up her garage and her unoccupied space. She enlisted other volunteers, like herself, and distributed the bounty where it was needed year after year. Did she change the situation for migrant workers in Kuwait? Of course not. Did she make a difference? Absolutely. Did the change affect her and her community as much as it did the thousands of migrant workers they assisted? I'm betting the answer is an emphatic yes. Making change is everyone's business, and every shoulder on the wheel is important as long as we're all pulling in the same direction with people at the foremost. So here's to all of the Cheryl Mirzas doing their part. I get it. I hope all of you also understand what we do and why it's critical as well and as deserving as support, so that we can join in both stopping the bleeding and healing the wounds. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.